Hello, my name is Tinky Smith, and I am the host of My Talking Eye. Hey friend, welcome to My Talking Eye. This is where we talk about real life out loud. No therapist, no sugarcoating, just honest, heartfelt conversations about what it means to be human, to hurt, and to keep going anyway. Like I said, I'm your host, Dinky Smith. Many people know me as Diana Smith, but I was in the real estate industry in Colorado Springs for over 22 years, and you may know me as Dinky, but really, either name works. It's the same heart. This podcast was born out of silence. Painful, confusing, and grief-soaked silence. In 2011, on my birthday, my daughter Lily was killed by a drunk driver. She was only 31. Lily was a single mom, and her daughter, who had only just turned 12, had already lost her father, and now she had no parents at all. Her daughter came to live with me and my husband, and I was suddenly the mother of a grieving child while barely being able to breathe by myself. But the grief broke me wide open. For years, I didn't know who I was anymore. I tried to stay strong, to move on, and to do all the things that people say you're supposed to do. But inside, I was breaking apart. I was unraveling. But I didn't start to do any healing for a long time, because inside my brokenness was just too raw, and it was too hard for me to face the reality that I had lost a child. It was too hard for me to keep going on. I stayed in bed. I didn't shower. I didn't eat. I didn't do anything except for grieve. This grieve took me almost 7 years to get better. When my oldest daughter said to me, "Mom, don't you even see me anymore?" And you know, I didn't. I didn't see anything because I was blinded by my own grief. The bereavement had passed, but the grief that was still stuck in every blood vessel, every part of my DNA, every brainwave, anything that you can think of, that grief was stuck there. And after she said that to me, "Mom, don't you see me anymore?" it kind of woke me up. And it made me think, there is something drastically wrong with me. So I went to the store and I got a DSM-5. And that's the mental disorders that people are diagnosed with. And I thought I had every last one of them. I thought I was a sociopath, a psychopath. I thought I had multiple personalities. I checked off every one of those. Then I had to do a little more research because I wasn't that ill. I just couldn't face the fact that I had lost a child, because that's real hard to swallow. It's real hard to understand. And I started writing. I started, you know, writing hard things, ugly things, mean things, but it was just me letting out my grief. And then I finally said to myself, I need to organize this. I need to be nicer to myself. I need to be nicer to others. But I had made so many mistakes along the way. My hatefulness drove everybody away. I was still kind of doing real estate, but not to the best of my ability. And I started looking for other things where I could put a root in somewhere, where I could anchor myself and feel like I was a human being after all. And I couldn't do that. I couldn't find that place. I was still lost, but I was looking. I was looking for that real connection, the one that kind of says, you're not crazy, you're not alone, and you're allowed to feel this way. And that's what my talking eye is all about. This program has led me to understand much more about myself and much more about my pain. And it's been almost 14 years. My birthday is going to be May 14th. 2 years ago, my birthday fell on Mother's Day. And I had actually flown to Germany to get my granddaughter and her babies, to bring her here to Colorado Springs, because she was an adult now. She was no longer that little orphan girl that needed a mommy or a daddy. She still needed love, but she was getting her own anchors. And I wanted to bring her back to where her roots were, because she was born here. And this little thing, I'll tell you, she's had my heart for over two decades now. And I needed to give her some space for her to be able to sit in front of her mom, because I knew what she would do. She sat in front of her mom's headstone for like an hour and a half. And she just sat there and she talked. And she wanted to let that out so that she could move forward stronger. And I could tell you, death is a hard thing for anybody to deal with, especially when it involves a loved one. And she had lost both of her parents, and me and her papa took care of her. And we raised her up the very best that we could. Despite my lostness, I was there for her when I needed to be there for her the best that I could. And that's what grief is. That's what bereavement is. And they're not the same thing, because they're so totally different, but they're in alignment with each other. And that alignment leads us to where I am today. Because now I can laugh, I can cry. And sometimes it's just going to be about just listening. And it's going to be about talking. And I got to tell you, I've spent most of my last 14 years, not all alone, but mostly alone, in my own head, in my own space. And earlier this week, I put a post on Nextdoor, and I said, I want to make new friends. I'm having a potluck at my house. And I called this the Good Friends Club. And let me tell you, the response that I got on this just blew me away. There were dozens of people that said, I feel lonely too, and thank you for doing this. And it turns out that so many people are just like me. They're hungry for that connection. And sometimes all it takes is for someone to go first. So I went first, and here I am again, going first for all of us. Going first for all of us. Because if you've ever felt lost in your grief, or confused by your mind, or like the only one who doesn't have it all together, my talking eye is for you. I don't have any polished answers. You know what I have? I have the truth. I have the truth that comes out of me that I can share with you. And maybe there's going to be a few messy tears, or a good laugh, or the occasional, did I just say that out loud kind of thing? But, you know, in this world, we have to learn how to be gentle to ourselves. We have to be doing that crazy thing that they now call self-care. We have to learn to take the time to be a better us, to be a better me, to be a better you, because if you're not open to allowing yourself to be better, it's going to take a long time for you to heal. And there's no reason for you to not be healthy, because in healthy, you have heal. And that's why I wanted to be a good friend. And that's what my talking eye is about. And if you've listened to this and you've heard my words, I'm so glad that you're here, because for my event this weekend, I have to make about 10 loaves of banana nut bread. And it's all going to have nuts in it, because that's how I like it. And if people say, well, I don't like nuts, it's going to be, well, you don't get any banana nut bread. So for me, I'm still always going to be me. I'm still always going to be that messed up person that needs to have someone to talk to, someone to love, someone to say, hey, you did a good job. And because this is my birthday month, because my birthday is May 14th, right smack dab in the middle of the month, I have vowed to do at least 31 episodes for my talking eye. So let me tell you a little something about my talking eye. If you take the time to look at my logo, the blue in the eye represents my daughter Lily that passed away. And the lips, they're kind of her daughter's and my daughter Lily's lips and mine, because we're sharing a message. We're trying to share with the world that you can still be you, you can love you, you can take the time to be a wonderful you, but you have to take those steps. And my logo for my talking eye is also about life advice online, but the therapist is not included. So if you are listening, I want to thank you for listening, and I'm also glad you're here. And I will be back on tomorrow, May 2nd, with another message from my talking eye. Thank you for listening, and my name is Dinky Smith. I am the host of My Talking Eye. Thank you, and have a beautiful, beautiful day. And take care of yourself.